Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. When it comes to visiting Maryland farms, one of the biggest surprises I've ever had was seeing the winter fields of Evenstar Farm down in St. Mary's County. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, I have to tell you, I think it was about 4 years ago this week, Evenstar Farm looked like Ireland. It was so green. And that's why I've invited the owner, Brett Groskahl, to be with us this morning. Brett, good to hear from you again.
It's very good to hear from you.
And how are those fields looking?
They're looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Last winter was very, very cold, and this winter is more typical.
Yeah.
So we've had very little mortality of open field things, and of open field crops.
Wow.
Probably 5%. So that's quite acceptable.
And so what do you have growing out there? What's going on?
We have kales, collards, three kinds of turnips.
Uh-huh.
Four kinds of radishes, arugula, mizuna, tatsoi, tenderleaf, Chinese thick-stem mustard, a rather large mix of members of the cole crop family.
Yeah, certainly.
And then in the greenhouses, we have lettuces and more fragile herbs.
Wow, these things do well right out there, right in the middle of winter, huh?
They do well. There are no insect pressures to speak of.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's much better. Obviously, when temperatures dip down to 18 or below, that's when you start to see some mortality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, and so down there on where you guys are, you pretty much don't see a lot of that throughout the winter?
Our typical coldest temperature is 6 degrees.
Okay.
But that might be 3-4 nights a winter.
Mm-hmm.
Last winter, the winter of 2013-2014, was obviously substantially colder for everyone along the eastern seaboard. We saw 30% mortality overall. Most winters, we see 0 to 5% mortality.
Amazing.
To me, that's just amazing. That's awesome.
Now, I remember the taste of your mustard greens.
Yeah.
It was so intense. And you actually explained that the colder it gets, the better the taste.
The sweeter, because some of the sugars from photosynthesis are locked into the leaves by the fact they cannot translocate downward into the roots for storage.
Mm-hmm.
This happens at temperatures about 31 to 35.
Wow.
And then things like Chinese thick-stem mustard, the one that I would have given you because it's my favorite.
Right.
And arugula. They get extremely deep and complex, almost like a Rhone wine. So
wow.
The flavor is very balanced.
Yeah.
Where are you selling your produce these days?
We sell only to a few restaurants. During the winter, we are mostly CSA-driven. So our CSA is really focused around D.C. Metro. We don't go as far north as Baltimore, even though I'd like to.
I wish you did.
Yeah, right.
Well, demand is just too high.
Yeah.
In this region, so I don't have to drive.
Well, I didn't know much about the farm, so I hopped on Facebook and liked your farm's Facebook page, which I saw a lot of great posts about the things you guys do throughout the year. So if anybody's interested in at least keeping up, they should definitely like it on Facebook.
Thank you.
Of course.
My wife does all that. I am absolutely I'm incapable of going on Facebook. I'm barely digital.
Good.
And I think what we'll do, Brett, is we'll put a nice salad recipe that'll help us use some of these ingredients and people can have some fun eating healthy during the winter.
Yeah, it sounds excellent.
Super. Good, good, good.
Well, thanks for being
with
us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's really been a pleasure speaking with you, and good luck with the rest of the winter. And I know things will really bloom in the spring.
Yeah,
I'm Al.
Better need good shop, Jacob, because the field is beautiful right now.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.